Well, the Shia this week is being sponsored by the Wallerstein family. L'nishmas Shendel, Bas Reb Yaakov Shmuel, Ole Shom. The Yortzeit is Chaf Aleph Teves.
Which is today.
First, I wanted to thank again Rabbi Kaplowitz for inviting me to share with you Divrei Torah. The sechta that the Daf Yomi is learning. It's always a stimulating experience. I wish him well to continue to be Marbitz Torah, La'adarim Admei V'yashrim Shana. We're all familiar, of course, with the Machlekes. We're all familiar with the Machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Elazar. Whether we hold Eid Chesima Karsi or whether we hold Eid Masira Karsi. Eid Chesima Karsi means that the Eid Chesima are the ones that infuse the shtar with a koyach to be able to work. The shtar is the shtar that comes to transmit and to make a chalais, and whether it's a mechira, whether it creates shibudim. Eid Chesima are the things that, according to Reb Meir, that's what infuses the shtar with a clout that it should be able to be piled to tuayf chalois. If you hold like Reb Elazar, it's the opposite. According to Reb Elazar, the Eidei Chesima are there als tikkun oil. It's there merely that an event that the recipient of the shtar is holding the shtar, and there are Eidei Chesima, it's a raya that the shtar was given over. Nothing more than a raya. But what infuses the shtar with the kayach that it should be able to tuayf chalaisin? According to Rabbi Lotzer, it's Eidei Mesira. You take the Lashon of Rashi, that Rashi brings in Daf Yud Amud Beis, an interesting Lashon of Rashi, that Rashi says, on the bottom, towards the bottom, the first wide line, Chutz tani chutz mi gitei nashim, kol ashtar shen ki gitei nashim, shayidei ashtar adover nigmar, dainu nami shtar matanev, hu adin nami demotzi lishnei, b'Eidei Mesira Yisrael, the inu mashvi leishtar. The Eidei Mesira, according to Reb Elazar, are the ones that are mashvi leishtar. They shaft the shtar. They're the ones that create the shtar, that infuse the shtar with its kayach, whether it's a shtar shtari mamin, whether it's a shtar mechira, whether it's a shtar matana, whether it's a get. The Eidei Mesira infuse the shtar with that kayach. Rashi, in today's daf, we see, when Chaf HaMabez, when the Gemara says that in Chaf HaMabez that it goes like Reb Elazar, Mara says, Eidei Mesira goes like Reb Elazar, that Eidei Mesira Karsi. So there's a Rashi, the Gemara brings. Rashi says, Tarsant, Rashi says in a few places in this Masechta, Reb Elazar hi diyamar I efshar leget below Eidei Mesira. You cannot have a get that should be tuayv gerish in Varnisha, that it should not be Ayidei Eidei Mesira. If there, no matter what kind of a get that you have, if the get does not have Eidei Mesira, then there will be no gerushin. Rashi says later on, Chabbeis, on the Beis, Rabbi Lazar hi, v'yamar chsimis ha-get, eina min ha-teira, v'lo sagi le-meisvei, v'lo Eidei Mesira. You cannot have a gerushin that it should work without Eidei Mesira. Rashi later on, Samach Dalet, also there's a Rashi says, and the Gemara says in Samach Dalet, Rabbi Lozahi Diyamar ain't get kosher below Eidei Mesira. You cannot have a get that's kosher without Eidei Mesira. If you see that there's a get, Muzdach sign that there's going to be Eidei Mesira. With Eidei Chesima alone, there cannot be a get. That really is the Shita of the Shita Taisvis with Rabbeinu Ephraim, that the Rif brings later on in Daf in Hemperikam Agarish, and Mem Zayin Amadeis, and Datei Arif. Because according to them, the way Taisus learns in Daf Dalet, even if you hold like Reb Elazar, it is inconceivable that the get, or any shtar for that matter, should be able to be made unless you have Eidei Mesira. I should delete the last thing, any shtar, that could be different, that's totally in another thing beyond the scope of what we're dealing with. But at least, let's say by a get. Shtaris might be a little different, but according to the way the Shita of Taisus and the Rabbeinu Ephraim hold, at least when it comes to a get, it is inconceivable that there should be a get without any mesira. And it's anybody's nice from Rashi also that it had, that we have. The Rashi holds that you can, the Tfaranas Azach, that an Isha should be Megoreshes with a get, and that the get should not have any mesira. On the other hand, we take a look the way the Rif, the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam is not like that. The Shita, the Rif, and the Rambam is that according to Rabbi Lozer, even though he holds Edom Esira Karsi, it means Af Edom Esira Karsi. It means that the same din that Rabbi Meir holds at Edich Sima Karsi, Rabbi Lozer is Maida to Rabbi Meir that Edich Sima Karsi. But Rabbi Lozer is Maisif over Rabbi Meir and says that even if you cannot have it work with the din of Edich Sima Karsi, there's an alternative way for a get to be able to work. So can get the tungus without getting, but the same thing is to by Shar Shtaris. When it comes by Shar Shtaris, when we talk about the din of Eri Chasima Karsi, Rabbi Lazar is mighty to Rabbi Meir, you can have Eri Chasima to make it, to make a star, to make a get. Except that he holds that even if you don't have Eri Chasima, you can use Eri Chasima to make it too. Let's say there are no Eri Chasima at all in the get. The Nuchasi Eri Chasima, Rabbi Lazar says, you don't need it. You should have to bedavka have Eri Chasima, you don't have to have Eri Chasima. You can have Eri Mesira if there are no Eri Chasima at all in the Shtar. What's the function of the Eri Chasima only? You can have Eri Chasima in a case, let's say, where you need a Raya, the Isha has it. If you don't have Eri Chasima, then you won't have a Raya. You have to go find the Eri Mesira. Suppose the Eri Mesira died. Suppose the Eri Mesira went to Medina Sayyam. You'll never be able to prove it that the Isha was Megoreshes. You won't be able to prove it that a Lekeach went and bought the Karka. So it's Eitz Taiva of Tikkun Olam, you have to have Erech Hasima. But once you have the Erech Hasima, according to Rif, the Rif and the Rambam, then you don't need the Erech Mesira. So which means that it makes a very big nafgamina how we learn the Tikkun Olam. If you hold like the Shita of Taisvis, the Rabbeinu Ephraim, and the Rashi, what does it mean that you have Tikkun Olam? What's in the Tikkun Olam? The only way it's going to be able to work is if you have Edom Asira. So what kind of a raya are you bringing from the fact that she's holding a shtar that says that there were Edom Chasima and says that she was Megoreshes? Or a Lekeach is holding the shtar where it has Edom Chasima that says that he bought Pliny's Karka? According to them, you'll have to say, from the fact that there are Edom Chasima, the Tikkun Olam says, if there are Eri Chasima, Mistam, when it was given over properly in the presence of Edom Hasira. And therefore, it's the Edom Hasira that created the Tikkun Olam is that if she's holding a shtar that has Eri Chasima, you could assume and infer from the fact that she's holding a shtar that has Eri Chasima, that Mistam, the Lashna Rishad is Mistam, Behechsher Nasa. Mistam was done Behechsher. How is it have done Behechsher? The only way it's done Behechsher is only if there are Eri Chasima. She's holding a shtar and it has Erech Hasima, you can assume that was given over properly. Mistama Behechsher Nasa. On the other hand, let's say you hold like the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam, that the din of Rabbi Lazar, that Eda and Mesira Karsi, it means Af Eda and Mesira Karsi, but it's able to work with the Erech Hasima. Then the Erech Hasima is not the pshat when she's holding a shtar that says Erech Hasima, Mistama was given over in front of Eda Mesira. Medapnatom can Eda Mesira. She's asking you, you don't need Eri Mesira. Take a look, the Eri Chasima. The Eri Chasima itself, the Tikkun Olam is that let's rely on the Karsi to be brought about, not Ayidei the Eri Mesira. We'll rely on the Karsi to take place, Ayidei the Eri Chasima, because Eri Chasima are also Karsi. If they don't have Eri Chasima, then you're able to rely on the Eri Mesira. But if you have Eri Chasima, the Eri Chasima are Karsi. What's the better thing to do? To have the Get Chal Mikayach Eri Mesira? Or it's better to have the get the chal mikayach Eri Chasima. So if I'd better to have an Eri Chasima, suppose the Eri Mesira died. Suppose the Eri Mesira go to Medina Sayyam. You can't find them. So what are you supposed to do? How could she bring a raya? The raya she would bring that'll blind Le'olam Vaed is the Edis that you have about the Eri Chasima, no matter what happens to the Eri Chasima, no matter what happens to the Eri Mesira. Therefore, the Tikkun Olam is that we should rely on the Eri Chasima to be Karsi. It's superfluous to have the Eidim Mesira. There's no necessity to have Eidim Mesira. Make sure she's Megoreshes with Eidim Hasima. If you have Eidim Hasima, the Eidim Hasima will be Karsi, And you don't have to have Eidim Mesira at all. That's good for the Tikkun HaOilam. That good for the Tikkun HaOilam. You don't need any Eidim Mesira. Let it work B'kayach Eidim Chasim alone. Look, and that's the Machlokes. Comes the Rif, the Ran, the Ramban. The Ramban discusses it in two places, and the Ramban in the Bilchemes, in Hamagarish, and the Ramban in the Sefer HaZkus, that he has on the Rif. The Ramban asks a number of kashas on the Shita of the Rabbeinu Ephraim, Tosfos, and Rashi, the way we're saying from Rashi. What's make this? B'stama b'hechsher nasa. B'stama b'hechsher nasa means that if the Isha is holding a get, or like Eyach is holding a shtar in moment, and the shtar is Eidechasima alone are not karsi, according to them. The Rif and the Rambam hold that it is that it is karsi. But they hold there's no karsi with Eidechasima. The Eidechasima merely serve as a raya. What's the karsi? The karsi comes about ayyadei the Eidim Mesira, and only the Eidim Mesira. But if she's holding a shtar that has Eidechasima, that's how it is. And therefore, if she's holding the Eidech HaSima, you could assume that they were makpid when the Baal gave the Isha the get. He probably gave it to her in front of Eidech HaSima. So they ask Akasha, but the veldt is not full of Amei Haaretz that don't know the din is like Rabbi Elazar, that the Eidech HaSima karsi. All of Eisen, the din Eidech HaSima karsi. Before we look to the Maseches Gittin, it's possible that there are some people that didn't know the din was Eidech HaSima karsi. I mean, everybody who gives a get knows it's Eidim Mesira Karsi. And every Yisha knows Eidim Mesira Karsi. But their Taina is. They're like the Rabbeinu Ephraim Tainas, the Ramban Tainas. What about all the Yame Arits that are around that don't know that then is Eidim Mesira Karsi?
So maybe we assume that's a
cipher
tells them.
Sure, maybe. But it's an anasadi that it's a davar barer that it is like that. That the cipher is going to do that. That maybe the cipher will go, well, the second bed with the flu and he doesn't have a chance to talk.
Okay,
and
they're
asking.
Okay, that, all right,
that's the kasha. So how should we deal with this kasha? We say, no, they're stomach, they don't see Ami Yaretz. So they hold the cipher, I'll tell them they're not worried about Ami Yaretz. That's not the machlokes. All right. You see that they're bothered. Rishayim are bothered by that.
If you hold Eidech HaSima karsi, you have to come up.
Wasn't bothered by it.
No.
You have to come up and say that it was done by action.
Wait. I'm in a 1 second. No. So very good. Wait. Let's see. But so they're bothered by this problem. What's this mistama b'hashir hazal based on the din of Eidech HaSima? Like you're saying, we're going to rely on the dafke that every cipher is going to be careful to go and tell him and they'll understand what he's talking about. That when he says Eidim Mesira Karsi, he'll sit down with them, explain to them, you have to have Eidim Mesira, and they have that, and all the halachas Eidim Mesira Karsi.
What
kinds of halachas are dinam of Eidim Mesira Karsi also? What they have to know, what they don't have to know.
Let's
come to Eidim Mesira Karsi. Very good. Well, let's see what will happen if you hate Eidim Mesira. That's one kasha. Another kasha is, Ramban asks, let's say there is such a thing. Mistam of Hechshenas. Is it Mamish and Anan Sadi? A Dover Barber that it is like that? Is it Anan Sadi? It's an Umdana of the Liba, of the Leif Kalanim. Allah Vaisen. Is it better than a rife? Is it better than such an Umdana? Let's say you hold Ein Hacham and Mamma Nacha a rife. So that means you can't be Saimich on something unless it's 100% Barber. Let's say a person has a star moment. And the Shtar Momen says that the field, he bought a field from Reuven. Now you have Eidech HaSima. The Eidech HaSima are now going to say, oh, Mestama B'Hefshir Nasa, therefore you'll be might see the field from the Marakama. It's better than a right. When it comes to right, you can't be Simech on anything. Ein Hacham Mamanacha right. This is such a right. And listen to the Lashon also. Mestama B'Hefshir Nasa. Mestama B'Hefshir Nasa is a part of the Lashon. It's Mistama B'Hefshir Nasa. Should have said, it's Vadavar Barm Varm Brurim Milelu, that Avada, this name Suffolk, name Shum Pikpuk, that Avada, this is how it is, that Avada, it's Adavar Bararan Sadi. They don't even say it like that. Mistama, that's how it is. Mistama B'Hefshir Nasa. Mistama, with a Mistama, your mighty mammon. And the other kasher we have is, the Ramban and the Melchemes asked the kasher, let's say there were no Edim Chayde Chasima. Let's say the Edim, let's say we have a case where Edim saw, let's say like this, Edim saw a get by the bow, no Edim Chasima at all. There were no Edim Chasima at all. Nothing. And there were no Edim Sira. The Edim said, we saw this get by the bow, and we recognize it. Because on the upper left-hand corner, there was a green smudge surrounded with red polka dots. Right? That's a good raya. It's a pretty good raya. Stamp pieces of paper and shtaris don't have that. And now they see the exact same paper by the Isha. Now, could there be a taina that maybe it was mezuyif, that maybe the Isha was mezayifit? Absolutely not. This mamish, there's an suffix that this is what they saw before. How did it get to the hand of the Isha? There's only one way it got to the hand of the Isha. The Baal must have given it. Nu, stomach b'chernasim. If he gave it to the Isha, the stomach b'chernasim. They're able to clearly identify this piece of paper that the Isha has, this we recognize, it's a green smudge, 3 centimeters by 1 centimeter, green, surrounded with red polka dots. This is the exact same thing that we saw by the Baal, and Ivana gave it to her. Would that make Erishin?
That doesn't
maybe
make them
a Mesirah.
In the case,
but Mistama, he gave it in front of other Edom Mesirah. Mistama, he gave it in front of other Edom Mesirah. We don't know who the Edom Mesirah are, but if he gave it to the Isha, Mistama Bechshenazah, he probably gave it in front of other Edom Mesirah. We don't know who the Edom Mesirah are. Here we say, how are we proving that Mistama Bechshenazah, because he gave her a shtar and has Edom Chasima? What's the tikkun oil? Because there are Edom Chasima. Who needs Edom Chasima? What would be in this case? You have the same Mistama Bechshenazah. And even according to Rashi, and according to Taisvis, and according to the Rabbeinu Ephraim, the only time that they're machshir is only the makam where there are Edom Chasima. They would never be machshir this. Ramban asks, maybe by Ksav Yad, we should also say it. Let's say the Isha winds up with Ksav Yad, where you know that there are no Edom. This already, it's really maybe open to question. But the Ramban asks that what will happen by Ksav Yad, Ramban assumes, let's say the Isha winds up with Ksav Yad. Ksav Yad means that the Baal does not have any Edom Chasima. There are only, the Ksav that she has, the get that she has, was done on a day Ksav Yad. Ksav Yad means it was the Baal that wrote it. We know that it was his Ksav Yad. There are no Edom Chasima. She comes and says, look, I have this get. What are you worried? It's Mesuyev? It's Ksav Yad. It's Mama Shay's, it's his handwriting. Is that good or is that not good? The Ramban assumes that that's not good. You might can make a case on that because there's a riot from Tosfos that he holds that it is good. Tosfos on Daf Gimel holds that it is good. But the Ramban assumes in the Shita of Rashi and Tosfos the Rabbeinu Ephraim that it's not good. Even though you know for sure that it was given over to her. You recognize the Ksav Yad, it was done by the Baal's Ksav. Why don't you say the Stam of Echshir
Nasa? I have a question. Do we assume that we asked the Isha, was it given over? And we assume that, because it was there, we ask him, did they give it over by the Seer? But Aiden? I mean, do we ask this? Or we don't ask her? Or what? I mean, this.
You're 100% right. But she has no namonis. She doesn't have namonis to go make the gerish into a gerish. She Avada says that Avada the Baal gave me the get. I'm a gereshes. He gave me the get. What kind of namonis? She's on namon. You need to wait him. You need Edis, a koyach of Edis. Or you need at least maybe an anasadi.
Okay, so but that adds to it. If we have to make a
drop, not enough. That itself doesn't constitute an amonis.
Is the assumption that we're asking her?
She comes and she says, I'm a Gereshis, the Baal gave it to me. What does she say here in these cases? But it's not my law, my read what she says. Because we have to prove it, Dafkai Dei Yedis. If the Isha says she has to get his Yetzer B'tachas Yodah, and she says that the Baal gave me the get, and there are no Edich Hasim on it at all, and there's at least, it's not even Ksav Yad, but there's some identifiable features that to which you're able to tell where how the get was given over. No one says over there it's good. In Ksav Yad, we declare. The Ramban assumes, and these Rishayim, even Ksav Yad won't help. We can make a case and turn from the Tosfos on Daf Gimel because Tosfos holds that it will help. So we have four problems here. We have the problem number one. What are they saying? The Stam of Hefshir Nasa. What does it mean that? Stam of Hefshir Nasa. What happened for all the Amay Oretz? That's right, fake the Rana, the Ramban. Isn't the Tavanas Asaf? Number two, why do you have to have the Eri Chasima? Let Iksav Yad help. Or number three, even if you don't have Iksav Yad, there's some other identifiable feature that the Edom are able to tell this is the same piece of paper. You have the Stam of Hefshir Nasa. So you have that also. And what happened by Shtari Momin? By Shtari Momin, you're going to rely on the Stam of Hefshir Nasa. What happened to Enoch Momin Acharayv? And it works with Gabi Momin also. What's the maintenance with Stam of Hefshir Nasa? We have a problem with Chayr before we get to that. So El Amai Bus, we have the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam, and they solve this problem. The Tranis Azach, from the Stam of Hefshir Nasa, we're not saying that one day one rive, because ain't a mamanacha arrive. There are plenty of Ami Ha'aretz. There's no umdina. And therefore, they, how does it work? It works mikayach the Eidech Hasima. The Eidech Hasima that shach the shtar. Eidech Hasima karsi. We don't have to come on to the whole din of Mestama Behechshir Nasa to say that it was given over in front of Eidech Hasima. Good. Ayeske. Let's say you see the Isha who has the get. Maybe he gave it to her and said, how do you do halakas in the nasina? Maybe he threw the get on the ground and he told her, pick the get up from the ground and you'll be megureshes. How do you know there was a nasina? That's no good. Suppose he says to her, pligidich me'agabi karka. The Baal gave the get to the Isha and he didn't give it to her. He gave the get to her. He wanted her to have the get. But he says, you know, I'm giving you the get. I don't want that. I don't want to have any shaykhs to you. I don't want to even have any association with you. I'm angry at you. I'm upset at you. Here, I'm putting it on the table. Take it. Butter from you. Take the get. I don't even want to give it to you from my hand to your hand. I just want to put it on the table. Go take it. You'll be Magoreshes. Maybe that's what he did. She's Magoreshes there. She can't be Magoreshes that way. So if you learn like the Rif and the Rambam, how's it going to work? Why is she Magoreshes? Just because Erech Sima Karsi? So you have Erech Sima Karsi. There's up that he gave it to her in the proper way in the Nasim. The Teretz is Mistama Behechshir Nasa. So they themselves have to come on to Mistama Behechshir Nasa. If those villains say from the Rabbeinu, what do those villains say from Teisvus and Rashi and from the Rabbeinu Ephraim? I'm saying over exactly what you're asking, except I'm maybe embellishing it. You have to come on to the Mistama Behechshir Nasa no matter how you hold. So Vosim Zefardint. Over here, why were they marviach anything? They don't hold that as far as the of Hefshir Nasa. I ask you, everybody knows the halacha of Tligidich Malgabi Karka. All the Amei Haaretz that there are in the belt. Nobody, everybody knows, but this halacha everybody knows. So that's what they did. They went and they come and tainer on the sheet of the Rabbeinu Ephraim. This Nitvanas Hazach Mestama Hefshir Nasa. They themselves have to agree to the Svar of Mestama Behechshir Nasa. So what did they accomplish by saying Eidech Hasima Karsi? That you're able to avoid circumvent the ganze din of Mestama Behechshir Nasa? They also have to come onto that din, because if you don't come onto that then we're really going to have problems. So how do you know the way the Nasina was done properly? This din needs beer. What's going on? And this, what is this machlaikis? Do they hold Mestama, they're worried, Mestama Behechshir Nasa? When do they hold Mestama Behechshir Nasa? What exactly is the machlekes? Whether you're chayish for the Amei Haaretz, is there, should there be a problem? Enoch HaMamon Acharayv. What's their lashon even, Mestama Behechshir Nasa? They're not saying that it's an umdana, but Mamish, a davar bar that there's an umdana. We find the following, L'chayim. The Gemara brings before in Gittin, we'll take the Gemara Kipshuta, the din, as we all know, Pashtus, from the way it's Muchach from Kama places, that the din of Kiyim Shtaris is a Drabbanan. There's no din midaraisa that he would be able to come and taina ziyuf on a Shtar, and a get, and a Shtar. He wouldn't be able, nobody wouldn't be able to do that. So the Gemara, why is it like that? Because midaraisa there's a din of Edom achasumim al ashtar nasa kibishenechurai do some bebezna. But then who the became stories, the Gemara Daf Gimel says that meikar adin, you wouldn't even need an eid echot to come and be meyed b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtam. Even according to Rava, who says the reason why you need that is for kiyum, there's no eid in between the kaima. Mara says the reason is from the bekiyum stories nami loli vayker rishlokish dam or rishlokish eidem achasumim al ashtar nasik mishenechurai do some bebezda. The chasumim on the star. That has a din of nechkara. Kevin shehigid. Once they're made on the star, kevin shehigid. Shuvin efeser amagid. That has a din of hagodas edus, like it was niskabel, like it was nechkar and bezdin. Therefore, you can't come with a taina of ziyuf, which is very difficult to understand. Get pashtus. That's all. If they signed, how do you know they signed? If they signed, then come and don't think zoch on the edim afterwards. Who said they signed? I was telling Udonim. Maybe the whole thing is mezuyif. You're telling me. It's body out of shashav ziyif, because if they sign, it's kavishan echkarei do some bebezdin. That's what we're talking about. We're saying that maybe they didn't sign. Maybe the whole thing is obvious mezuyif. There's something that they signed.
Don't you have to have? Don't you have to have that signature
directly? We don't know. Midaraisa, you don't. Midaraisa, there's no such thing as a tiny ziyuf. Midaraisa, you can't come. The balda, the loyve will come as a tiny ziyuf. The baal will come and say that it's a tiny ziyuf. A meicher to a star that a lekeaf is holding will come with a tiny ziv. He can't come with a tiny ziv. What's a tiny ziv? A tiny ziv. You can't come with a tiny ziv. A tiny ziv, you can't. Rashi says, what's the reason for this? So Rashi says, because we have a lachatzavinish lezif elishtar. Lachatzavinish. Rashi says, why is it like that? Because we have lachatzavinish lezif elishtar. Here, Nasek Mishanechra, I do some of the best then. Well, Chatzavinish Lazilfe, people don't have the Ha'aza, they call me a Mizayev Shtaris. What does that mean? So, what does it have, first of all, what does it have to do with the Din? Eidam Chasum Al Shtar, Nasek Mishanechra, I do some of the best then. First of all, what does it have to do? Eidam Achasumim, it's Kamishanechra, I do some of the best then. We're trying to figure out, how do you know they are Chasumim?
So
Rashi says, because they wouldn't sign. So that's the reason. Not because the Gemara Shnechrei do some bebezdin. In other words, if the Shaila that's being contested is the validity of their chasimus, we don't know whether they signed. So what's the answer to that question? The answer to that question is, L'chatzav. What are you bringing in? That doesn't answer this question. That might answer other questions, but it doesn't answer this question. You want to know why they can't reverse the Agada and the Kevin Sheik and Shuvin Achaisar Magin? Because Kevin Sheik, because Adam Sigmi Shanechre, this is the best. But what's the answer to the question of how do you know that it's signed? Maybe it's Bechlal not even signed. The answer to that is Lachatzif. So what's it about bringing in this? We see from the Ritva. Vice nice. The Emet says we look at a Rashbam. The Rashbam in Bav Basra and Kufayin Aleph comes and he says, Shtol Su this Gemara. And the Rashbam in Get Pashat, the Rashgeh brings, let's say a Laiva will come to a Malva and he'll say, or a Malva will go to a Lekeach and he'll want to collect from Shiva Karkos, from Mishubadim. He comes and he says, look, this star says this date is on the star, and I'm able to collect from this date. Or, whatever reason that he's coming to collect from Lekuchas. Lekev says, oh no. You never bought the karka then. This star was a star mugdim. It was written later, and they put a previous date on it. But you would have, you think you're able to come to my karka and to be able to mun. Maybe you lent Pliny the money. It says you lent Pliny the money on January the 1st. Right? And therefore you're collecting from January the 1st. That's a mugdim. You didn't lend him the money until January the 10th. Your right to collect only comes January the 10th. You're coming with a shtar January the 1st. That's a shtar mugdim. You don't have a right to come and collect. Now, so what should we say? Are we chayish from Ugdim? Maybe we are chayish from Ugdim. Maybe we're not chayish from Ugdim. We'll have to decide whether that's a good time or whether it's not a good time. But as the Rashbam explained it, Rashbam explains it, and he says, you can't come with a taina of mugdum. Why can you not come with a taina of mugdum? Because the Gemara says in Gittin, you can't come with any kind of a taina, because Eidim HaChasum Al Ashtar, Nasik Mishenech Reidusam Bethesda. The Midaraisa Laboina. Midaraisa, you wouldn't be able to come with Azat Taina. The Kaimelanka Rishlakish, the Amar, Eidim HaChasum Al Ashtar, Nasik Mishenech Reidusam Bethesda. Rabbanan Hu Diatzrachu Akiyim. It's only with Rabbanan that you need Kiyim. Shmamina Sha'aba Lifsa Les Ashtar Olav Haraya. From this then, Eidim HaChasum Al Ashtar. The Leiva, maybe the Leiva signed in. You can sign Kaisar Shah the Leiva Abba Vishayim Abba Imo. The Malva doesn't even have to be there. They could sign. You get somebody to go sign on a star. You do the Hava later. That's fine. You do the Hava, and not in the presence of the Eidim even. The Eidim don't know. It's like, there, you call the Eidim. Look, I want to borrow $100 from Ruben. Can he sign on the star? Fine. They don't know Reuven. They don't know whether there's even Hava. They don't never have to see Reuven when they're signing on the star Hava. The Mount of Leiva says, I want to borrow from him. Can you please affix your signatures to the star, which will validate the Hava, give him a right to go and collect. And then he does it. Beinah leinatzma. And now it happens to be that later there was a taina that maybe he didn't do the Hava until 10 days later. Do the Eidim know it? They don't even know anything about it. But he still is not able to come in taina. The Malva has a shtar that says January the 1st. The Lekeach cannot come with a taina. The Hava is a mugdim. Why? Eidim HaChasum Al Ashtar. That's if we should not hear this from the Vesem. What does that have to do with anything? You see from Hval de Gizach here. Like the Gemara says, Alashin HaGemara and Shavuos, or Memalav. The Gemara says, let's say a Malva comes to a loiva with a taina, and he says, I paid up. Lav kol kiminech. You don't have a kayach. What's the lashon that the Gemara always uses? Lav kol kiminech. Maybe it's logical, maybe it's not logical. But whatever it is, lav kol kiminech. You don't have a kayach to taina against the shtar. If I have a shtar, and in the shtar it says that I have the way we're magzik a shtar to be, that the shtar itself has kosher eidim. As far as we know, the shtar has kosher eidim. As far as we see, there's no reason to be ma'irer, what's called the drara in the shtar, to create sfeikis in the shtar. Then maybe it might be mugdom. You can't create sfeikis in the shtar. You're coming with a taina. I'm holding the shtar. You're coming with a taina that I don't have the ability to use the shtar because of your tiny paraiti. With paraiti, you want to invalidate the shtar? You want to shove apostles in the shtar? This netvarnas azah of the belt to make apostles in the shtar. You can't make apostles in the shtar. A shtar is the rock of Gibraltar. With Edom that are there, what says the shtar is the rock of Gibraltar? Edom are chasumim al ashtar. As we see that the Edom are chasumim on the shtar. It's kemishenet reidusim bevezdim. Edom, you have a chashash that it might be mezuyif? In front of Zazah. They declare a suffix. That maybe it's mezuyif. You're declaring maybe that it's mugdim. Tzvan azazach. You're coming with a taina that is paraiti. Tzvan azazach on the belt. You can't create a pasuk. You can't create sfeikis and shtars. What's Rashi mean then? Lechatzif. Sfeikis lechatzif. What Rashi means is, but it's not based on lechatzif. There is based on lechatzif. What determines whether the shtar legabe what dinim the shtar is like the rock of Gibraltar or not? If it's the derech, let's say it will be the derech of derech ha'olam. Everybody's mezayif shtars. You can't trust anybody. There's no stomach of lechatzif inish lezif in the shtar. It's so common that people are mezayif shtaris. It doesn't mean anything when you produce a shtar because you never could tell. There's no such stomach even that the shtar minas stam is good because everybody's up because every go to every other person. Everybody has the kayach and he's mezayif shtaris. He can't trust anybody. Then that wouldn't be included in the halacha of Eidim HaChasum Al Ashtar, Nasa Kibishenech Kurev Udusam Bevesna. If there's a stoma in the belt that says, Lochatzev Inish Luz Yufay Lashtara, that means there is a stoma of Lochatzev. If there's a stoma of a Lochatzev, that's incorporated into the Kayach of the Shtar. That the Torah Shtar, the Torah's Edis in the Shtar, that says Edom Achasum Mal Ashtar Nazik Mishenefkum Reidusam Bebezdin, the clout of that star has to remain impeccable. You can't be Malayra Sveikis in something that we name on to be the stomach of the star. What will happen? Midaraisa, before the din of king. If Aiden came on a star, she'ainu mekuyim. There's no such thing as a star mekuyim, deraisa. So midaraisa, there's nothing king. And a malve came with a star, she'ainu mekuyim, to collect $100 from Aloyva. And two other Aiden came and said, we know for a fact it's mezuyif. But who will be believed? Now, what's the reason? What's the reason that you assume that it's not mezuyif? Because of lechatzah. What's the reason? What would happen in this case? If Adam, what would happen? A second kind of Adam came and said, the star is mezuyif, the malva does not have a right to collect from the lechatzah. What would you say? What? It'll buy a tray? Or it'll buy that Avada, the second kind is Avada believed. What's stronger? A kind of Adam or lechatzah? An umdin of lechatzah. Let's say you have an umdina, a regular umdina. Isha daikas umitzvah. Okay? An eight echad comes and says, meis bayu. You have right to have an umdina. You have an umdina. You're allowed to write out and get married. Isha daikas umitzvah. An eidim came and said, the first guy is lying. There's a daikas umitzvah. The first eid is lying, and we know for sure that the husband's alive. That blood tray?
No.
Blood or not. About the eidim are connected in umdina. You have one to know, for example, if an Isha was married as a psula, she's entitled to a tzuva of 200 or she gets one. So she's Yotza Behinuma. Adam K, she's Yotza Behinuma. There's an umdin at Avada, she's Yotza Behinuma. She went out with like a psula and all the minhagim of a regular Isha that gets married. And Adam came and said, we know for sure she's not. Like Trey. Chalila. Avada, it's no such thing. If you had Adam, a kind of Adam playing a maid connected in umdina, then Avada the Edom are believed. Let's say you have a person comes in and says, I paid up the Chayv Teix Mano. You don't assume a person paid Teix Mano. Hey, don't pay Teix Mano. That's not Derech HaLeilum. And a person came in a Taina. You're coming, I owe you $100. I pay you. He says, what do you mean? This is Zman Piron. He says, I paid you 15 days ago. When he paid you 15 days ago, 15 days before the loan became due, people don't do that. Hey, don't pay Teix Mano. Come Adam, and they said, we know for a fact, we saw him pay tax mana. Who's believed? About the Adam are believed. The father's azak. They go, buy tray. There's only one not way to make tray. One cut of Adam against another cut of Adam. When Adam come to connect any other Eichacha of the belt, the Avad of the Adam are believed. So what'll happen here? You have a Leichotzef that says it's not Mezuyif. Come Adam, they said, we know for a fact it's Mezuyif. Who's going to be believed? Pashi would say, but the Adam should be believed. Avada, it's not like that. I shouldn't say Avada. I don't think the thing is not going to be like that. Avada, it's going to buy tray. This does not lie. The reason why there's no Taino Tziyuf is based on Avada, because there is a stomach of Lachotzef. But that's not how we're paskening. How are we paskening? We're paskening with the Kayak Hashtar. You want to know what goes into the Eidin of Nechkara on the Shtar? The Eidin of Hasum al Ashtar. You're using Lechotziv as a guidepost to tell us it's a Svarat that does get Tarayin also into the power of the Shtar, into the power of the Eidin. Haint, it becomes a din in Hades. You have another kind of Eidin coming and saying that it's Mezuyah, so you'll have Treyutrey. The din of Nechkara says that the Shtar is a Kayach of Hades. I'll bring a Raya. Let's say a person comes with a star of and the person tainus mezuyif. That's what you mean. Have lochatzif. Says what's it? Lochatzif. Ain't lochem mamon achar arrive. You're going to be seimach on lochatzif to be mighty mamon. How can you mighty mamon be with a lochatzif? There's an under the left. You're mighty mamon with a lochatzif. Is that better than a rive? How can you be mighty mamon with the under the lochatzif? You can't use svaris to be mighty mamon. How can you be mighty mamon with the chatzav inish lezuyif elishtara? The Tarot says you're not being mighty mom with the Leichotzev. You're being mighty mom with the Kayach Ashtar. The Leichotzev is merely a gilui that the Eidus that are signed on the Shtar has a Tyrus Eidus, and that the Tyrus Eidus of the Din Nechgera says that the clout of the Shtar and the ability to collect is Kal Mikayach the Eidus, and the Din Eidus says that you don't have to worry about a Shasham Zil. Rambam Paskins. The Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin. Is one of the Rambam here? No. If you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin and Perek Zayin, see an interesting the Hasant is up.
Thank you.
Take a look at the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chav Dalet, and Hilchos Geirushin. So the Rambam comes, and the Rambam says, the Rambam, Tavo, you don't have to be Choshish, you have a din, Eidim of Sum Malakeh, Reik Mishnech Rei Dusa Bevesna. Therefore, we'll be Maimed to get Beches Koso, and the Isha is able to get married, and the Iker Adin, we don't have to worry that maybe it's Mezuyif. Then the Rambam says, "Shim tava lach lachush l'dvarim elu." If you're going to start being malayrach shoshes in a get, uchiyotze ben, so we should be choshes roilon alavush l'get sheitan as ha'bal b'faneinu. How do you know that when the Baal gave it to us, even when the Baal gave it to us, how do you know that it gets a good get? Maybe shema bitlo v'acharkach nosno. There's a concept of bitlo a get. Let's say a Baal, we have the Gemara later on in Ashaleach. Let's say if a Baal writes a get, and then he's mevatel it. I don't want to use the get anymore. Mevatel it. But then he changes his mind. Can't use it. Gets over the bottle. Maybe that's what happened. Even if they're Adam, that saw a Baal give a get, how could that be good? Maybe the get itself was written, and between the time it was written and now, he was mevatel it. Then he changed his mind. He wants to give the get. Maybe it should be such a chshash. Or, Hashem Adam Sulam Chasma. How do you know? Because it says the Adam. And let's say even the Edom, you're not worried about Ziv. How do you know the Edom? Wait, you went through a whole history of the Edom? You have to be Darish Lechaika. The Edom, go ahead and look the whole lineage of the Edom, that maybe they're Edom Psulim. You don't have to go ahead and go there to go and the Darish Lechaika, the whole history of the Edom, to make sure to confirm that maybe the Edom are Edom Sherim. Oshema Shalom Lishma Nichtav. How do you even know that it was written Lishma? Maybe it was written Shalom Lishma. You don't do that, any of that. But what are we? What do we do? We're maimed the shtarach es kasal achiyivada shehu batal kach lo nechush lo lishliach lo lisha. We're not meoyer or any svekis in a shtar. You see a shtar. The shtar is good. We don't clear svekis in shtaris. That all goes into the halacha of Nechra, the Edom, that's the Hilchus of Shtar, and the Kayach of what a Shtar is. By the Din, then the Hema says, when we have the Din, let's say the Gemara says at the beginning of Gittin. So the Gemara says, we all know, and maybe Gemma did a Sayyam, Tzarklet before I nefta, before I nefta, because Meikara did, you don't have to be Chayish for Lishma, according to Rabbah. So the Gemara says, Kastam Sifri the Dain and Migmar Gmiri. What would happen there? You have stam sefer to dine in migmar gmiri. You know that the seferim all are migmar gmiri and they sign lishma. Let's say you had two edim come and said that it wasn't written lishma. What would happen? What are you paskening on the get now? Because of a stoma of stam sefer to dine in migmar gmiri? Or the pshat is because you have that stoma. Does that the chelik of the edis I get? You can't be Ma'iris Fakis anymore. You want to know why the stomach is like that? Because stomach's favorite to dine, Mi'kmaq Miri. And therefore you have a right to assume that that goes into the Tyra Shtar and the Tyra Sadis that's Chal with the din of Edom HaChasum al Ashtar. Nasa Kabi Shenechgeroi Dusam Bebezdin. There's a Tyra Sadis that the Shtar is good. What says that Tyra Sadis? The Hilchusav Shtar that says that you can't be Ma'iris Fakis and a Shtar. There's a halacha that it's a Tyrus Eidus that will say that it has a din that it's not going to be Mezuyif. The Tyrus Shtar says that it's not Mezuyif. Let's say there are Edom that say Kenegedit. The worst that'll happen is that it becomes Trey or Trey, but the second cut is not going to be believed completely. The Stam Sefer Tadaini, all the Umdanas that we have over here, are merely to establish the Stama by which we're able to incorporate into the star, the Torah star, that it goes and it tells you that there is no suffix, that I mean, that aspect that you might be clarifying the suffix in, maybe it's not Lishma. You don't have to worry about it, it's not Lishma. The Torah star says that it's Vadai Lishma. You want to shlung that up, you'll have to have a creative matzav of Trey and Trey with another kind of vegan. But the worst that'll happen is that'll buy Trey and Trey, the second cut is not going to be Nema. If the din is that Kiyum Midaraisa is not required, based on what? Based on the Lechatzif? Even though Avada Edom are able to go connected to Lechatzif, they can go connected to Edom Perea Teix Manu, but they're not going to be able to go connected to this. The worst that'll happen is that they'll make a matzav of Trey and Trey. The Manu Yisem, that's Hazama. That's a new day. The Manu Yisem is a separate halacha. That's only outside din of Hazama. But if you're not talking about the din of Imanu Yisem, then it's different. That's A. B, is there a din of Imanu Yisem by Eri Ashtar? That's A. That's second of all. Then we have another shayla, but you're touching on another issue, Bechlal, whether or not there's going to be din of Edom Simon by Ashtar. That's already totally in Abal Amar. In the Saif Perik Shani of Ksubis, whether or not the whole din of Hazama Bechlal applies by Ishtar, it might only apply by Yedis Baal Peh, not by Yedi Ashtar. But that's a separate din of Rishainim, and the Balamar went around at the end of the second Perik in Ksubis. Yes?
Does the Rav have any direct? I mean, it appears to me the Rav has no direct right. The Rav is more arguing, but the Rav has no direct proof to this.
Well, a bit, from the kashas are my kashas point to all this. I ask you. Let's say the din of the lechatzif. Let's say you're going to rely on the lechatzif. So I ask you, how can you ever use it to be my tzimam? What happened to Enoch Mamanachai?
On the Rav's far, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about what maybe Enoch was stronger than all this. Maybe at the end of the day, the Rav is right. That the far I is correct. That is closer to the Shtah. However, Enoch is always better. Maybe two Adam coming is always better than all the. At the end of the day.
Yeah, but again, if we see in the pashtus of the Gemara Daf Gimel, the way the Ritva learns it, and we saw again, we're being married from the Rashbam above Basra, that all these fakers are taken care of, not because this time you're refuting the Chashash. He says because that's the Gemara in Gittin. It says, Adam of Asum al Ashtar says, don't worry about Muktim. What are you worried about Muktim for? This is an Adam of Kusum al Ashtar and ask me, Shaykh, look at this of the best.
But when
it's
Adam, it's different. When you have two Adam, which say.
Oh, no, but that Mamela follows. That part is Pashit. If you agree to this, that it goes into the din of Adam of Kusum al Ashtar and ask me, Shaykh, look at this of the best, then it's Pashit that about it, the worst that it's going to be is Trey. The second gun is not going to be Naaman. How can it be Naaman once it's connected to Din Nechkara? If you agree to the fact that it goes into the Din Nechkara, so it's a Darius Nefkara, I do some of the business. The body that makes a tray and tray.
It's like it, but it's not it. It's to me.
Place about it. No, place about it's made. If you're going to say, if you agree that there's going to be a din of Nefkara, I do some of the business. And that's what this Mabezim means. And if you have another cut going connected, the worst that's going to happen is that it's tray and tray. This is the Hagdom. No. So we agreed to this. Let's go back to the Rif and the Rambam, Keneged, the Shita of the Rabbeinu Ephraim, and Tosfos, and the way we said Rashi, learns also like this, Rashi, Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Ephraim. And there's a din on the Stama Behefsher Nasa. What are they arguing about? Let's go first to the Shita of the Rabbeinu Ephraim, and Tosfos, and Rashi. What taka happened? There are people, Amei Haaretz, that don't know there's a din of Edom Asirik Karsi. They're not arguing in the Mitzvahs. Avada, they know that not everybody knows that there's a din of Edom Asira Karsi. But what do they hold? What is the Shita of the Rabbeinu Ephraim and Tosfos? What are you worried about? You have a shtar, a get. There are eight echasima that are on the get. And what does it mean that the Ish is holding a get that has eight echasima? Don't clear Sveikis that maybe there was a pagam in the garrison. What are you worried? That maybe he doesn't know the halach of Edom Asira Karsi? The Tyrus Nechkara says that there was a garrison. You can't be Myra Sveikis in the get. The get that the Isha is holding says with Edom that are being mayed on it, There's a Taurus Nechkara that says this Isha was Megoreshes. In order for her to be Megoreshes, what had to have happened? There had to have been Eidim Mesira. Is there a stoma that people know Eidim Mesira? Good, there are Rami Haaretz that don't know it. But there's a stoma, Mestoma Hechshenasa, that the Taurus Eidus says that there were, the Eidim Chasima said that there were Eidim Mesira, and therefore it's able to work. You can't slug up the star that has Eidim Chasima. But Makam, where there are Eidim Chasima that has a Taurus Nechkara, and the Nechkara of the Eidim Chasima say that the get is a good get, and that anything that had to have happened to make the get into a good get is a good get. That's the Kayach of the Gerish.
Even according to Rashi.
I'm saying, and Rashi, Rabbi Ephraim, and Tais. So if you're clear, you'll go ahead, you'll take a census. Let's say you'll take a census. Avada, you'll find maybe 20% of the people that are Rami Haaretz.
How do you know there's no question with Sura by looking at that?
You don't know for sure, but there is a stoma. If there's a stoma, that's the kayach of the that's the hilchos of a get on what the shtar says. Lav kol kamina to create svekis and what the shtar says.
No, they
don't shaf it, but whatever they say in the din nefkara, because that says if the Isha is holding the get, the Hilchos of Shtar says that the one that's holding the Shtar, whether he's a Lekeach, whether it's an Isha, whether it's a Malve, you're able to use the Edom that the person is holding and say there's a legitimate reason why she's holding that Shtar, and that the Teichen of the Shtar says that you have a right to go and assume that everything that says in the Shtar is true. And if it says that she's holding it, and she's holding a star that has Eidei Chasima, and Isha holding a get that has Eidei Chasima,
if there's... It's not like Eidei Biksar. It's not really Eidei. Because if you say that the Eidei shops the star, then I hear that this Eidei Chasima the star now, but they're not shopping the star.
But doesn't that... They hold, even if they don't shop the star itself, even if it doesn't shop the star, but that what they do say is that if there are Eidei Chasima, and that it says that when the Isha is holding this, you have a right to go, Basar, what the Eidei Chasima says, that there was good Gerishin, and that there were, in fact, Eidei Mesira that does it. Because what does it mean that a person is holding a Shtar, Eidei Mechasim, Shtar, Nasek, Misha, Nefkara, Dusa, Bebezda? It says that the one that's holding the Shtar is holding it in a legitimate way, and you have a right to go, Basar, whatever state in the Shtar. The state in the Shtar that the Isha is holding, she's Megoreshes. Now, in order for that to happen, what had to have happened? That the Eidei Mesira, that the Chasima say that the Eidei Mesira. The Eidei Chasima in the Shtar say that the Isha has a right to hold this because it's a bona fide get that the Isha has a right to hold. In order for that to happen, what did the Eidei Chasima have to say? There must have been Eidei Chasima.
Eidei Chasima testified that there is Eidei.
The Eidei Chasima is like the Eidei Chasima are testified that they were Eidei Mesira. It's like that's the kayach of what the Shtar is.
Even though they never saw Eidei Mesira.
Again, that doesn't make a difference. If that doesn't make a difference. If the stoma is, they don't have to, it's not because you'll track them down, they say, we don't know. Then of course they don't, in all probability they don't know. But when if the Isha has it, if the Isha has the Shtar, and the Shtar is a legitimate Shtar that has Eidei Chasima, that says there's a din of Nefkara on the basis of the Eidei Chasima, you're allowed, you can't create Pikpukim. You can't create Pikpukim in a Shtar that an Isha has, or Malva has, that anybody has, because if they're holding it, the din Shtar, the one that's holding the Shtar, is holding it because he has a right to hold it, and he's holding it in a legitimate way. In order for that to happen, what do I have to happen? There's a stoma. Lochatavinish was Yufa the Shtara. There's a stoma that's stops even the dynamic Mark Miri. And there's a stoma, the stoma of Esher Nasa. All that goes into the Chasima, into the Eidei Chasima.
And it helps with the
Mesira. And it helps with the Mesira also.
But the Stama is talking about the Shtar. Stama from Stama Hechshenasa is not talking about the Shtar. It's talking about a totally different thing of the Mesira.
It's not a side thing because that is the making of the Shtar. Anything that pertains to the Shtar The Eidei Chasima says that she whatever pertains to the shtar, to make the shtar into a valid shtar, you have a right to go and use the Eidei Chasima. You have a right to use that. The Din Nefkara says all those things that pertain to the shtar, we can't create tzvekis on the shtar. You can't create tzvekis. The Isha is holding
the
shtar.
The shtar's involved in the shtar. We don't know. The
you don't have to know. The Eidei Chasima say that the shtar is a legitimate shtar. What had to have happened in order for it to be a legitimate shtar? What had to have happened is that the Eidei Chasima, so the Eidei Chasima say the shtar is a legitimate shtar. Muslim time, the stomach of Shernasa, and then it happened by the Eidei Chasima. That's the kayak that the Eidei Chasima. What is Ramban now asking? Ramban's asking, let's say the exact same thing happened, and there were no Eidei Chasima. Let's say they saw a shtar with a green smudge on the upper left-hand corner, surrounded with red polka dots. The Eidei saw that was about the shtar. Now they see the issue with the shtar. So they know that it was given over. Why don't you say the stomach of Hekshar Nasa? The Teretz is. Because it's Nifran, you can't pass King Gerish on the basis of the stomach of Hekshar Nasa. Just like the Ramban is the Kasha. How would you be able to collect with such a star? Ain't a Hamaman Afa arrive? Avada, you wouldn't be Simach on this to collect Maman. Avada, you wouldn't be Simach on the Vestam of Hekshar Nasa to create Gerishin. Because there are. But let's say you're using the Behefshir Nasa in tandem with the Eidei Chasima. You're not to be paskening the Gerishin on the basis of the Svara of the Stam of Behefshir Nasa. The Stam of Behefshir Nasa is only the Svara that you're using to be able to say that the Eidei Chasima, that there's a Din Nefkara giving a Torah Shtar, there's got to be this aspect also, and you can't create Spankers because of the Eidei Chasima. You have Eidei Chasima. And there's a stomach that says that goes into the nechkara of Adi. You can collect mammon. You can collect mammon on the basis of Adam. You want to, but that's not tushtel in the case where if there wouldn't be any chasima, and your stomach have the stomach of Shir Nasa in a case where there are no any chasima, and you know the get was given from the Baal to her, and you don't have any chasima because you know, let's say there was a mark, a green mark, and be based on the green mark, so you know now that the stomach of Hekshar Nasa, you're not creating the Gerishin on the basis of the stomach of Hekshar Nasa. The Gerishin is Kal only because of the Eidei Chasima that the Din Nefkara says. You can't create Sveikis on what the Shtar says. The Eidei Chasima that an Isha has, when she's holding a get that has Eidei Chasima, the Eidei Chasima are saying, Klanik and Sveikis. It's good. You see her with the get? Thus I say nothing on them. You're mouthing the shtar to be a good shtar. That's the hilchus of what a shtar is. That the one that's holding the shtar, whether it's a malva, whether it's a lekeya, whether it's an isha, you're mouthing the shtar to be a good shtar. Whatever has to be said in order to make the shtar as a good shtar, that's the kayak of the shtar of the Eidei Chasima. You don't have any chasima, so what are you going to be asking on the star? Because I'm stuck stamming the delta and the swar from the stomach of Hekshar Nasa. It's maintained, Sachman.
The stomach
of Hekshar
Nasa. So, what you're saying is in Rashi, so what in the Rambam already, in the
Rambam. Oh, so wait.
You're going to the same point, basically.
So this is all in Rashi and in Taisvis. And Rashi and Taisvis, and the Rabbi of Ephraim. Most of the Rifgal. And not only that, we proved that the Rif also has a Stam of Hekshar Nasa. Maybe he gave it in an oifen where he said, Tli Gidich Ma'atabe Karka. There it says, Avada the Rif is related to this. We see an Isha with a get, and the get has the Eidei Chasima. What are you worried? You can make Sveikis. Yeah, she has Eidei Chasima. Ulai Efshar maybe was given where he said, Tli Gidich Ma'atabe Karka. So that's not, the din is if you see the Isha with a get. The Adam say it's good. What it was clear was clear with Sveikis. Maybe it wasn't good. You're not allowed to clear Sveikis on a star when the Malva has a star, when the Lekeach has a star, when the Isha. I is an oifen that Ulai Efshar wasn't given properly. The Din Nefkara says don't clear Sveikis. Lav Kol Kamina to make a Reyes on a star. You can't create Sveikis on a star. Therefore, you can't create a subject that maybe it wasn't given properly. Bazalt the Rif and the Rambam. Bazalt what's Nageya, the din of Tli Gidach Ma'agabe Karka. But let's say you'd want to use these Edom as a Raya to a different star. A different star. What's up, Svam Bechutin, that star with this star? That already you wouldn't be able to do. You have to go only with what this star is. What is a get that has Eidei Chasima? And what is a get that has Eidim Masira? A get that has Eidim Chasima is a shtar rai. The shtar that a get that has Eidim Masira is a shtar kinyan, is a shtar that has a kayak to make the chalais. But then shafts up the kayach of the whole star.
Not according to the rift.
That he owes like that. But talking, it's time of the God that he, if the din would have been like the Rabbeinu Ephraim, the rift is time, you're saying that you're going to use the star. Look up, he bring your rye that the Rabbeinu Masira. That's like being mausik, a star, mishtar. You can't do that. You're going to bring a raya from the Eidech HaSima. What are the Eidech HaSima signed on? If you hold that, you don't hold the Eidech HaSima Karsi. They're there to make a star raya. So what are you going to bring there with a star raya? That there must be another kind of star. There's another kind of star that's called a star that Eidech HaSima created that gives the star a star of Kayach of Kenya. You can't be mousing with star and star from one Kayach of Eidech to another Kayach of Eidech. That already you can't. But let's say the Fiha Emes, what does the Rif hold? That Eidech Sima Karsi. Who do you see in front of you? You don't see a star Rai only. You see a star that has a Kayach of Gerishin. This star, and only the star, and nothing but the star, has the created the Kayach of Gerishin. For that, you can't create Tzvekis, Lavkal of Kamina, to go ahead and make a Reis on a star. But if you'll come to use the Svar of Estama Bechshir Nasa, that there must have been another Kayach of the star, other than the star that we see before Neinu. What do we see before Neinu? We see a star Rai. From you're going to be extrapolate from here. There must have been another kayak or star for a star king. Thus, there are others about a cabinet. You can't use the svar b'stama b'ashenasa for that.
So, at the end of the day, if the roast turns on the kashas of Ramban on Rashi,
yes,
is Emes. So basically, Rashi and the Rif holding the same thing. That we're looking at the star with the Aiden as being a star which cannot be challenged.
That can't be challenged, but the question is...
On what basis?
And what? No. Because of the Din Nechura. The Machlokes is...
No. Rashi will defend himself against the Kasha of the Ramban by saying, I mean the Din Nechura. I mean
Avada, they're both talking about the Din Nechura. The Shalos invite Gaitis the Din of the Nechura. Will you only use the Din of the Nechura to allow to be Megureshes to the star, in the star that you see before Neinu? The feed the star that we see before Neinu. If you see, take according to the Rif and the Rambam. What star do we see before Neinu? We see a star with Eidech HaSima Karsi that it looks like the star is a good star. You can't create Tzvekis on that star because they hold Eidech HaSima Karsi.
According
to Rashi, there's no din of Eidech HaSima Karsi. There is no din of Eidech HaSima Karsi. The only thing the Eidech HaSima could do is to serve as a raya that there must have been a star that had the clout of Eidech HaSima. Because with Eidech HaSima, you can't be mazik this star to say that it's a kayach that shot the Gerishin on the basis of Eidech HaSima. With Eidech HaSima, don't mean anything.
It's not the basis of the Gerishin. This is the star.
Yes. But the star that you see before Neinu only has Eidech HaSima. That itself, you don't see a star that has a kayach of Gerishin. There's only way to see a star that has a kayach of Gerishin. To see it before Neinu, it could either be because you hold Eidech HaSima Karsi, and you see the Eidech HaSima before Neinu, or there was done Eidech HaSima, and the Eidech HaSima are here.
So what
does
Rashi
have
to hold?
Rashi holds that if you have a star, even if you have the star Raya, that if you have Eidech HaSima al star Nasi to be Shenechra Yusuf Bethesda, you can use the Eidin Nechra that you have by the star Raya, and to assume that whatever is supposed to happen with this star, you can assume that that's good also. They're arguing...
Built into the star, that's also built into the star, into the Din Nechura.
That's the Machlaikis.
So it's the power of his Nechura.
The Shailas and the power... Exactly, the power. The Vite gave this the power of the Nechura. Right. They all hold that the Svar Mestama Nechra Nasa. The Shailas, the Vite gave this the Svar Mestama Nechra Nasa. Well, the Machlaikis, the Vavada, the Meyamis, the Machlaikis, where they hold the same Makarsi, according to Rabbi Lazar.
It's all conceptual. If you have a document with Eidech HaSima, but the Fiha Emes.
What will happen if a person gives an Isha get, has only Eidech HaSima, and there's no way to Masira? According to the Rif, that's good. According to Rashi, that's no good. Rashi, in 25, it's no good.
If we know for a fact.
If you know for a fact.
Don't you assume it was going to. How do you know it was going to see it?
I'm talking if you would know for a fact. If you would know
for a fact.
If you would know for a fact. You know you played a video. Yeah, but you would reconstruct the whole thing. You would know that the Baal gave the Isha to get. He gave it to her. The Baal's mighty, the Isha's mighty, Edom, everybody agrees to what happened.
There was no way to
Masira. And the Baal gave the Isha to get that has only any chasima. According to the Rif and the Rambam, that's good. But according to Rashi, the Rebbe Ephraim,
and place that's good. The Baal and the Isha are mighty, what difference does it make? The get itself says that this is kosher. The get itself says there was Edom Masira. What about if the Baal said that there were not? The Baal said there was not. The Isha says there were not, but the get says that there was.
As the get said there was Edom, you tell me that the Stam of Ashrasa, you assume that there were Edom. But you assume there were
Edom.
When you see a get with Edom Hasima, you don't see the shafers of the garrison. You say Edom Hasima. What did Edom Hasima do? Edom Hasima don't play a role in the garrison. In the garrison.
Once you build Nechkara into the Edom Hasima.
There's Avada that did Nechkara. But this then Nechkara says that there must have been a Gerishin. But do you see the Kayach of Gerishin in this thing was as Edom Hasima? You don't see the Kayach of the Gerishin. Only Edom Hasima have the Kayach. The Edom Hasima don't mean anything. They've got to be shuffling the Gerishin. There are Raya that there must have been. There must be a Kayach of Gerishin. And there must have been Edom Hasima. But the Edom that create the Gerishin, you don't see before Nenum. They hold, comes the Rif and the Rambam, and they hold. Avada you can't create Sveikis and a star. On what star? A star that you see before Nenu, that Lefi Rei Sei Nenu, it's good. Well, how is it good Lefi Rei Sei Nenu? You see the Edus that's here that were necessary to make the Chalais of the star. You don't see that if you have any Chasima. I mean, if you don't hold the way there, Maskana, it means that if you hold that you have to come on to the fact that there were Edom Masira. If you'll have to go on to the fact that there were Edom Masira, then you don't see the Kayach HaVedis that create the Kayach HaGereshim. If you don't see that, then you can create Sveikis. And therefore, you don't have some of that. If you say, I see the Kayach HaVedis, because there's any Chasima Kaisi also, and still you want to be Mavatalit, because maybe you give it to a Kli Gidech Mavgabi Karka, what's about a Nid? Because you see the Kayach of the Edis that's coming to create the Gerishin. Now you're going to go ahead and cancel it out because you come Chalimus that maybe you give it to a Sveikis because it's really Gidech Magabe Karka that I've had a Nid. But if you're going to come and say to Stamma that Sharnasa that maybe that it must be that there's another Kayach that this piece of paper had. Even though the Fibra is saying Enel, we don't see any of the Edom that the Nid said that give the Kayach, the paper a Kayach to go to wife. That already is a concept of a different thing. For that, the Stamma that Sharnasa is not going to help. Yeah.
I don't understand what you're all saying that it's going to be a star riot. Because what if 280 would make a separate star and say, we saw that this gets...
Same type of thing. Exactly.
I mean, it's a question first. It wouldn't be good because there's no such thing as that. There's no such thing as... that would be an Aids Biksav. Aids Biksav, we know, is no good. If this is something, if the seam is something, it must be part of the star. It's not a separate star, which takes away what the Rav is saying before, that it's one star to another star. Because if it's one star to another star, then why can't you have a separate star? Right, that sounds like Aedus Biksav already. If you can't, it's either part of this or it's not part of it. We can't have it both ways.
I ask you, if you are bothered by this question, what does it have to do with our whole discussion tonight? As soon as you come to the Gemara and he said, Rabbi Lazar is my dog, it's Tikkun Olam, that's why you have to have Edom Hasima. Who's Tikkun Olam? Who's Tikkun Olam? This is not a Shtar, you have a Shtar Raya on what? It's using it as a Shtar Raya. What's the Tikkun Olam?
No. But
the Tikkun Olam is that there were Edom Masira, and what are you using the Edom Hasima for? It's not a Chasaron of Hermit Peak Sofam.
Look, how I learned the Gemara, but I have no way to learn the Gemara. However, but the Rav is saying, that is real cloud because Ramban shot and why Ramban had a kasha on Rashi, even though he would seem to say he had the same kasha. I don't know if you get to without Gavin Kaka. How do you know that? So I was saying that the difference because one is from one shtar to another, whereas the Ramban wouldn't have that problem if you hold that 80 seam is also kaka.
Because
what I have a problem with is calling this two stars, because if it's two stars, it's certainly...
I'm saying it...
Let me finish the question.
Yeah, I hear it. Go ahead. I heard it right here.
It sounds a lot like a separate... If we're writing a separate star, and say one is that this star is a good get. We wouldn't let that. We wouldn't let that because that's Avis Maksav. So it must be, this is part of, it must be the only way you can say this is part of it. And if it's part of it, then the Ramban has nothing better on Rashi. If it's a part of it, then it's the same thing. Ramban has no better Kasha on Rashi as on himself.
I think what you have to say that there's such a thing as a shtar raya midoraisa. That's what he's trying to get to.
For a get can be a shtar and work for a raya. That's what you see over here. You can use Adam on a get as a raya that it happened.
So you have to give it a
no, because it's part of, because this is somehow part of the shtar.
For example, let's say Adam wrote up a shtar and signed it. That Pliny died and his wife is allowed to get married. That's nothing. Over here, it's the shtar that validates a halos that's taking place. It's like a shtar mechira that you use for a raya. That's good. Yeah. You can have that over here. That's right. You can have it over here. So I'm breaking it down. I'm saying it's like there are two shtaris. I don't mean there's two shtaris here. Pshtetzah, it's one shtar. I'm saying that you're taking this one shtar and breaking it up into two parts.
Any other questions we have to after the shoot?
What time? I have a chance to finish. I want to talk about the Adas for Tavish Shabiyav and Adi Kiyum, whether or not, according to them, why or why you wouldn't need Adam, but the Chalais itself of the Adi Gerishim. All right, we'll leave it for now. Let the Slozim Han Andomo. Okay.
Okay, everyone wants to hear. Okay.
I don't get everybody.
I don't get upset.
At the end of the Parsha Shemais, see a Peledik, I think, there were three levels, three types of people that were involved in the Shiva and Mitzrayim. Shteitzach, there were the Yidden, who were stricken, afflicted, they were subordinated. Then there was the middle group. The middle group was the Jewish police force. The Shaitrim, to make sure that they did whatever they were supposed to do. And on top of them, there were the Noitzim, the oppressors from Mitzrayim. So the Gevaldige Mesiras Nefesh of the middle group. By Yuku Shaitrei B'nai Yisrael. What happened? They didn't meet their quota. And instead of forcing them, whipping them, to be Mitzayer them, to meet their quota, they were willing to endure such Mesiras Nefesh that the Noitzim went and they terrorized them, they afflicted them, and they impressed them, they were willing to go through with it, rather than to go for Achayim B'nai Yisrael to be Mitzrayim them. The Noitzim of Mitzrayim, they didn't go after the people, the Yidden, who didn't meet the quota. They went after the Shaitrim, the policemen, and they were willing to endure all these hardships and all these oppressions, rather than to go to be Mitzrayim. And it's really a pelvic thing. You know, I'm sure everybody thought about this. 4/5 of Klal Yisrael didn't make it out of Mitzrayim. 80%. And who went out? The upper echelon, the upper 20%, the tzaddikim. How did Dosan and Bavira make it out? Wherever you go, there's a nice tzara in the midbar, the people are causing trouble, it's Dosan and Bavira. How did they become one of that 20%? You would have thought? Huh?
Protects you.
Rabbi Sholeib, Kornel Levracha, says they were part of the Shaitrim. They were part of the police force. They had such a schus that they were Meiser Nefesh. That with all the rishis, with everything that they did, they made it out because they were Meiser Nefesh rather than to go be Mitzayer of Bnei Yisrael. Therefore, they made it out in spite of who they were. And the thing, a Peledik thing. These Shaitrim, whatever happened to them? Rashi says later on in Parshas Ba'aleska, it's the Esfeld Yeshiva Mishnah that became the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered together, the Yeshiva Mish, in Parshas Ba'aleska, the Esfeld Yeshiva Mish, that came from the police force of the Shaitrim, that's who made up the Sanhedrin. Why did they do it? Because they were Meiser Nefesh for that. They were Meiser Nefesh for the Eden, and therefore they became made the body of the Sanhedrin. They learned Rashi, the end of the Parsha. It's a Peledik thing then. Where, Why? What's for a shaykes? Look at the Sanhedrin. Who is Sanhedrin? The gladiators in the arena of Mochanta Shotayra. These are the people, the compassionate people, because they're Maisa Nefesh. What's the B-Rad for? What's the job of the Sanhedrin? They're the ones that are entrusted ultimately with deciding who deserves a Chayiv Misa, who's not going to be Chayiv Misa. Who are the ones that are able, that are chosen to decide who's ready to, who deserves Misa, who doesn't? The ones that are Meiser Nefesh not to kill and not to be Mitzayer Pidna unless it's absolutely necessary. Who are the ones that you're able to rely on